Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We have a very longtime friend, James Valenzuela of the band Yapo, Y-A-P-O, is having his birthday today. So I want to give a shout out. Happy birthday, James, and this is for you. What a great song, If You Used to Be. it says it all, you know. We used to call people like that posers. And James says it all. And this is a happy birthday celebration for James Valenzuela.
Is in control, they need your money to pave their way. One more chip for you in their grave. Memories dead for the lives are wrecked. They need the lessons that you used to forget. I'm not knowing we do them today. Hard work is there, they'll take away. One mistake, they can pay. Three strikes, locked away. These motherfuckers falling after you. I'm not knowing what you're gonna do. Another motherfucking state of police. And they have to face your knees. And what chip for you down you go. The power chip is in control. They need your money to pave your way. One more chip for you in your grave. Family sins and the lives are wrecked. And there's a lesson that you should forget. And that joy was used in the day. Hard working man they'll take away. One mistake, make you pay. Three strikes, locked away.
Well, you know, checkpoints can lead to three strikes and you're doing life. And the first drone strikes of the Trump administration just happened over the weekend. And the first drone strikes under President Trump were carried out in Yemen over the weekend, the Pentagon said on Monday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, armed drones attacked Al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen. And, those checkpoints, well, you know, that's a little different of a checkpoint. But, you know, the controversial three strikes law is been way out of reach for people in many states, and you know our government is putting people into servitude for especially down in Louisiana, where they get paid for how many criminals that they've got in prison, and they have the largest population in prison in the state of Louisiana than any other state in the United States. And they put those men out to work in the fields all day long, and it's money. It's all about money, and using people as slaves, and the damage has been done.
Take me back to 84. Smell the fear in the chilly air and the desire to go home. But the fun we're fucking having, was it really fucking worth it? The people we've hurt for the damage we've done, and I don't think it was worth it. Fuck no, I don't know. We just gotta do it. Damage I've done, and I don't think it was worth it.
But the fun we're fucking having wasn't really fucking worth it. The people we've hurt for the damage we've done, and I don't think it was worth it. But God, what the fuck you gonna do?
Or you could try writing your congressman, but I doubt it would do any law, because the three strikes law has been embraced by state legislators, Congress, and the president himself. And this law imposes a mandatory life sentence without parole on offenders convicted of certain crimes. Despite its catchy baseball metaphor, the law is a loser. Seriously, sickening.
Oh God, what have we become? Something to control. Living out the lies, and then render the reason. In our time, we kill, slay, destroy, and nothing makes sense. All that we know. That fucking world can't control. And now we pay the fucking price. No remedy. 16 ways for 16 lives. For 16 fucking worlds. Oh God, what have we become? Convinced to control. Living out our lives. Have it rendered our reason. No remedy. For 16 ways. For 16 lives. They fucking wow. Oh God, what have we become? Something so control. Living out our lives. There'll be no remedy. For 16 ways. For 16 lives. For 16 fucking worlds.
Well, you know, for more than the past 20 years, state and federal crime control policies have been based on the belief that harsh sentencing laws will deter people from committing crimes. And today, there's more than a million people behind bars. And the huge costs they claim for prison construction are no safer than before. And now they're putting people into servitude and forcing them to work out in the fields for like 3 cents an hour, and they just keep it going, going, and going. The three strikes law never should have been enacted, because there was already laws back in 1987 for habitual offenders, and there's a lot of people. Like the passage of the three strikes law, it led to a significant increase in the swollen prison population. But you see, they claim it's an enormous cost to taxpayer, but they're lying to you. The whole thing is all about money. The government is making billions, about $60,000 a year they're making off of each prisoner in their incarceration, and we just won't accept.
Cause I'm supposed to rejection, yeah. Cause I'm
Well, you know, we can't survive in this system. For an example, if you take an 18-year-old high school senior who pushes down a classmate to steal his Michael Jordan $150 sneakers, strike one. He gets out of jail, shoplifts a jacket, pushing aside a clerk as he runs out the store, strike two. He gets out of jail, straightens out, 9 years later, gets in a fight in a bar, and intentionally hits someone, breaking his nose, criminal behavior. To be sure, but hardly the crime of the century, yet strike three. This young man is now sent to prison for the rest of his life. And we just can't accept this. It's too much. It's just too much.
Thank you.
RKL. All these people in the world, they say their price for you. You may think you're a leader because you may have some rules. You really love, love to hate, love to take from us. You can't believe that your downfall will be caused by us. Time will come when all is lost, and we will be the same. No more power, money, or welfare. No more political games. You really love, love to hate, love to take from us. You can't believe that your downfall will be caused by us. You really love, love to hate, love to take from us. You can't believe that your downfall will be caused by us.
They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century earth disease called hard drug abuse. The need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
big money, big corporation, U.S. Steel. The stock is down. Wealthy, rich stockholders frown. IBM computers just for another godly war. They're going to drop a bomb, no more trace. Your limbs are gone, no escape. Sent to kill soldiers because their country told them so. Green Berets can torture too. Killing children they never knew. They're going to drop a bomb, no more trace, and there's no escape.
I don't know what to believe. I'm confused and I can't think anymore. All these questions on my mind. Can you always believe what they say? Or will you believe the lies that they tell you about our country? We know it.
Helpless, have no
Well, you know, these are the Opry Outcast, and this is a Nashville punk compilation released in 2017, and this song was titled Scatterbrain by the band Rednecks in Pain. Another Opry Outcast, the band Caustic Solutions, with the song Test Tube Savior. These were actually released on purple vinyl, Super 7 Records, in 1990, and just re-released 2017. And we are celebrating James Valenzuela's birthday. And we want to thank you, James, for your barbecue you're going to have tomorrow. And thank you for the invite. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good one. Nice barbecue, good food, good friends. And we'll see you all there. And don't forget to party or go home. Happy birthday, James.